Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome. We got a great show for all of you today. It is awesome. Have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I'm really excited about today's show. Most of you know who my guests are, but for those of you that don't, let me introduce you to two amazing people. And the reason I say they're amazing people is because, you know, sometimes in life, you know, here we are, we think we're walking along our lives. We think this is what we're going to do or meant to do. Or maybe our parents said, this is what you're going to do. Maybe you go to school and decide, wow, I just spent 10 years doing that thing in school, but I'm not called to do that thing. But you decide that you have a pathway in life that is literally all about being in service of others. That's all about most incredibly innovative breakthrough approach to helping people adjust, change, innovate, shift energy. When you are that, then what happens is you come together with people that are not just aligned with who you are, but together you're better than you are yourself. That's Jason Rohn, Patricia Rohn. They're joining me here today, who have developed an incredible approach to helping us not just understand the dynamics of our lives, but to move them. To let go of things that don't serve us, to invite the things in that could. Today, Benny, are you ready for the Happy Birthday, Mr. President song? Today's show is titled Happy B-Day to all Sagittarius and about new information about being Sagittarius or having to live with one. And these two know a little bit about it. But what I want to say today for all of you folks out there that are thinking, wow, I'm not a Sagittarian. Here's the thing. In this month, it doesn't matter what sign you're under, you are going to feel the impact and you're going to feel it in different ways. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter what sign. For example, Kamala Harris is not a Sagittarian. But if you looked at her chart and you saw the pivotal points in her chart, you would see how her chart and her energies around her life and the pivotal key points in her life, especially with her Saturn return. And we have to talk about Saturn and talk about Jupiter together, but you will see how scary and eerie it is about the marks in life that align with planetary energies. Today, this is the big planet that gets to show up because Sagittarians are ruled by Jupiter. Welcome to both of you. It's great to have you here today.
Hi. Jason was just making the comment that I'm a Libra just like Kamala Harris.
Yes.
And
yes.
And so it's rather interesting. And it's a good comparison. So
it's an interesting comparison. You interesting, know, I did a show recently that isn't airing yet, and we talked about a lot of things about the movement of the planets and the energy of them. But we also talked a lot about not just Jupiter and Sagittarius, because Sagittarius would like to take this journey alone. Of course, we know that. That's not going to happen, right? They'd be like, I am the boss of you, or not even that. That's not their sign. They say, look, you guys have held me back. You've held me back this year, you know, having my planet have to dance with Capricorn. But that's not the reality of it. You know, sometimes even the best of Sagittarians could use a little restraint, don't you think?
Wait. Are you asking? Oh, wait a minute. Yes.
But now, the reason we could talk about this is because each of you brings your own planetary energy. So tell everybody what each of you bring forward in this conversation.
Well, you know, I'm the Sagittarius, and she's never told me to be more bold, to express myself more strongly. Although she's the emotional one, I'm tend to be more logical.
Yes.
But that's just a Sagittarius trait, you know. So
yes.
And just for those people that are really into astrology, I have a Scorpio moon, which is probably responsible for my intuition, and an Aries arising. So and Patricia, since I've done her chart and I tell her about her chart all the time, is a Libra.
Usually when I'm doing something wrong. See, that's the Libra.
it's Libra, Gemini, Libra.
Yeah.
All air.
Yeah.
That I used to.
Yeah. How is that even possible? Anyway. So for you, Dr. Pat, how I need to ask you, how does the Sagittarian affect you, or how does it show up in you?
So what is your chart? So yes, you're a Sagittarius.
Well, for me, I mean, you know, I have an interesting chart if you look at my birth chart, but I think it's also important to look at the solar return and the solar eclipses.
Absolutely.
So let me just give you an example. Let me give you an example of what's going on right now. So right now we have the Electoral College, which is going to certify on December 14th. People are really anxious about this.
Yes.
They think there's going to be some tricky thing that happens. But if we look at this closely and we look at who is really the reigning energy right now and who is the energy around that date. So here's what we have. We have an eclipse in the truth teller, Sagittarius. And so the people that look at the astrology impact of this are saying, look, veracity will reign over disinformation and gaslighting. That's what they're saying. You know, they're saying that this eclipse will bring a fresh distinctive, a new start. And so if you look at that from that perspective, right, you get the people that are following astrology that are saying, I'm a little anxious, but I'm less anxious knowing this.
Right.
On the other hand, right, you take a look at does that sign and that planet reign by itself? It doesn't. It doesn't. You know, there are two other planets that are moving towards each other at light speed. I think they're slow, but they seem like Saturn and Jupiter, right? And they're going to end a long trek, right, through a very cautious and restrictive, dare I say, Capricorn. Because that's when you have to talk about a planet. You have to talk about when Sagittarius, right? You know, when we're looking at a planet and it's your ruling planet and it entered in 2019, it was home. You know, Jupiter was home, but then it moved away from Sagittarius and it moved into Capricorn for 2020. And it clearly depicted this year, a year of restraint, a year of structure, a year of so many things, right? And so the issue of whether or not you're a Sagittarian or not is not always an accurate depiction. So for me, even though I have I have some bold Sagittarian energy, when you look at the house next to my son's house, what you find is a lot of dang Capricorn. And so somebody like me is not necessarily going to go out and charter a Learjet to get in and fly to a place that you can't even enter in under COVID-19. Because my Capricorn will say, that's just dumb, girl. But what is it about this that is so fun to look at, right? You know, when we're talking about this energy, whether it's Sagittarius or its ruler, Jupiter, when we're talking about this, you know, Sagittarius gets a lot of airtime sometimes, almost So, and my friends would say almost too much, right? But there's an energy about it. And I think that's what you two are talking about. Talk about the energy about it, especially when we look at the archetype Sagittarius and what it shows up as from your perspective.
Well, you know, it's interesting because one of the things that we did that I think is your audience will find very interesting is, and we've been doing this more and more, is channeling Jupiter and going to Jupiter and just talking to Jupiter and say, hey, you know, who are you? What are you about? And what we do, the way we do that is we get some factual information and then we read the metaphors. Right. But the symbolic, the archetype of a Sagittarius, I think is also very symbolic because it's half man, half horse with the archer, the bow and arrow. And I know that a lot of Sagittarius that I know and me in earlier in my life, you would shoot the bow and arrow to the stars and you wouldn't hit anything. And I think that's because we're so big and bold, we're always shooting just a little bit high. And that restraint that you're talking about with the Capricorn is what the Sagittarius needs to learn. I know that she talks about how I run. You know, I always felt, you know, we're about three doors down from the stables where we live right now. And we love, we don't own a horse, but we love the feeling, the energy of a horse. I do, you know, that. I can run.
The strength.
Yeah.
The strength and the bold. You know, first off, Jason is one of the most beautiful runners, and I mean physically runners I've ever seen. And when I started learning about Jupiter and Sagittarian, one of the things that I realized is he is a true Sagittarian. He go until he drops. It's just, you know, I have to tell him, take a break, that kind of thing. But also, when Jason walks into a room, he is a big guy, but his energy is large and powerful and yet kind. Jason has this kindness about him, and it is unreal. But I want to jump to one more thing that I found so amazing. Jupiter has 79 moons. And Jason he doesn't realize it, but for many ways to say it, he has 79 balls up in the air. And whenever he chooses, he'll reach down and use the energy of one or work on something and then throw it back in the air. It's amazing to me because most men can't do that. It's pretty phenomenal. So
we can talk about the basic traits of a Sagittarius to start with. So for those in the audience that don't know, and may not want to know after they hear it, you know, but these are some of the basic traits. They're smart and they're related to legalities, you know, law. A lot of Sagittarian lawyers, places where they take risk, you know, test pilots. Religion, the philosophy, you know, they're
you're in your head. You're in your head. Let's go with it. You're in your head all the time and you struggle. Sometimes I'll say, okay, come on, come back and, you know, put your feet on the ground.
I have to take the trash out. Yeah, you know, that's just too mundane, you know, for most Sagittarians.
Exactly. You know, but the other thing is one of the things I love about a Sagittarian is they are honest and they are in many ways, honestly brutal. They can just sharp, you know, that sharp. And sometimes I've had to give them that look across the room of, lighten up, because that person you're talking to can't hear what you have to say. And the one thing that I will say that Jason doesn't have what I would call a real mean bone in his body. He really doesn't. And it's quite lovely because, I don't know a lot of people like him. I'll say it that way.
So there's the smart,
there's the kind,
there's the honest.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing. And I remember this in college, you know, I didn't have a lot of game. Dr. Pat, I'm sorry. I'm telling your audience here for the first time, but I didn't have a lot of game. And a lot of girls would say, you're pretty deep. because I want to talk to him about something really
important. Exactly.
Yeah. It didn't go well.
He didn't care about the shoes they had on. They didn't understand.
Well, no. I mean, this. I want to open up the phone lines to everybody to weigh in on this. 1-800-930-2819. And I promise we're starting out with Sagittarius, but we're gonna have a show every month about that planet that is in that month. But for those of you out there, we'd love for you to chime in. 1-800-930-2819. Whether you're a Sagittarian or not, we'd like you to chime in. So what does this look like in real life, right? Like, okay, so Linda is my best friend and she's staying with me. I'm going to go get a little procedure that's long overdue. Nothing serious, folks. Don't worry. And, you know, so here we are and we're together. Television, one remote. One remote.
Well done.
Now, my triple Virgo friend with a whole lot of Scorpio going on over there, if I turn something on, she pulls out the little tablet and is playing a game.
Yeah.
So I'm smart now, and I know that for the most of our waking time, it is going to be 702 and 703, the Hallmark Channel. I get that.
Okay.
But I don't go to sleep right away. I'm not that nature. So where do I go? Where do I go when it's time to move away from the Hallmark Channel and Christmas with Angels? I've watched 17 times now. It ends up the same, folks. Oh, boy, is that sounding. So where I go is, geez, I love Evan Rachel Wood. I really do. I think we're twins. We're not. Benny will say, no, Pat, you're not her twin. But, you know, I mean, you get what I'm saying.
Okay.
Evan Rachel, right? You know who she is. Evan Rachel Wood. It, by the way, in a great film on one of these other channels, I don't know, called, I think it's called Gazillionaire or something. She is just amazing. But I needed to take a second look at the I don't know what channel. I needed to take another look at Westworld.
Oh.
I needed to seriously, you watch the whole thing. But I wanted to go back.
Right.
Because I think there's really seriously deep meaning in Westworld.
Philosophy, yes.
There's a deeper meaning.
Yes.
The other part of us is we just love cool effects and imagery.
Mm.
Right? So I'm like, I'm gonna go watch this, but I'm also gonna watch when she turns from a human to a robot. Having somebody to talk with that about is a major problem.
I'm shocked.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not. Anyway.
So you can imagine, right? Linda, you know, have you watched Westworld? No. Okay. Well, do you think you'd be interested? No. Did we watch Chernobyl? Yeah, you made me watch Chernobyl. So this is really a fascinating thing. And, you know, when we look at our lives and look what we do for a living, right? Mm-hmm. And what I love to do is I love to find out what is on your heart. I mean, I love this. I mean, I never thought I'd have an opportunity. And so do you. And I want to ask you both, too, is how do you think, you know, the energy of what we call astrology and our signs, how did it shape you two in becoming who you are? And I think, Patricia, I'm putting you on the seat first.
Okay.
Because right? You're a Libra. And yeah. So you'll get when I say, for those of you out there that haven't looked at Kamala Harris's chart, it's fascinating to really take a look at when she got the bar and her Saturn return and so forth. But for you as a Libra.
Yes.
When Saturn returns or Saturn does anything, right?
Yes.
Which is getting ready to do. So tell us about how you see your life astrologically and how it shaped who you are today and what you do in the world.
Very simply, balance is really important, but the detail for me in either how I get there or how I come back, so to speak, or, you know, take a break, it's really important. This doesn't stop. And it's one of the things that attracted me to Jason was because I could see the similarities of not stopping with the thoughts. And it's really, really, really important. Now, I care in a much more defined way in so many ways than he does. Jason sees the big picture, I see the detail. But that detail, if it isn't balanced for me, I struggle.
Well, there's also that Venus of her where she wants to make the balance beautiful.
And everybody
happy.
Happy with it.
Yes.
Yes, very much. Yes. I drive him crazy with that one.
Well, and we're not looking at an isolation scenario,
no.
Right? We're looking at this is part of who you are. And let's not forget, as the planets move, because they do, my solar return looks really different than my natal chart right now.
Yeah.
And that's an important thing to talk about. You know, how do you both, and let me go to you, Jason, if I could, how do you look at this and look at the world and integrate, you know, this idea of astrological energy and whatever you want to call it, charts, planets, movement, because they do move. And I got to tell you, if you don't think they're moving, hello, like on the 21st,
right.
The two gigantic planets, right, literally
yes.
will come closer to each other than they have in 423 years, like 0.1 degree. That is like the stuff you make science sci-fi movies about, right?
Right.
So, Jason, how about you? Like, when you think about this, what has shaped you and what do you question about yourself?
Well, we use, you know, with the ecosystem approach that we created, which is a very a Jupiter thing to do, our company is the Jupiter company, and we planned it that way. Okay, it's a Sagittarius company. And the idea that everything has to be practical. I mean, we shoot for the stars, but everything has to be practical. So when we work with astrology with a client, a lot of times it's at the right moment at the right time. So there might be some sort of aspect, you know.
Right.
I know Patricia's chart forward and backwards. I know mine. I know, you know, my kids pretty well. And every once in a while, there's a certain aspect that just jumps out at me, and we use it to create meaning to say, okay, that's why this happens. And, you know, for Patricia, what she's really good at, and this is the Libra, is creating the warmth and the beauty of Venus in our family life. You know, everybody loves each other. The dogs are happy. Everybody comes into our house and say, oh, this is such a, you know, this house feels so good. They don't even know what they're talking about, really. They don't know what energy is.
And then they say, we don't want to leave. What?
Yeah, that's a problem. But of course, the Sagittarius bluntness helps. You know,
yeah.
The doors over there is all open.
It's interesting we're talking about this because people ask me why I picked my corporation, right? There are two dates that I get asked about. When did I incorporate? And all the financial people ask you that. And certainly that was Friday, October 3rd of 2003, right? So it's interesting. So I didn't plan that like that, right? I didn't plan that to be mm-hmm. that way. I didn't plan it to be under Libra, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then they ask about the birth of Transformation Talk Radio, in a sense. And I have less information about that. I had to dig back about that. But here we are moving at lightning speed to an energy that people are feeling. You know, they're feeling it left and right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're feeling concern, wonder, and yes, wonderment at the same time. When you feel this, or when you lean into that aspect of it, right, and we're thinking about the bigness of energy, of astrological events happening in the next 3 weeks, right, and then continuing, because both Jupiter and Saturn, they don't just come in and out, they hang out for a couple of years, right?
Right.
Or at least Jupiter hangs out for a year and Saturn hangs out for two. What is your sense of this? Each of you, what is your sense of this? This is what I want to talk about when we come back. You know, because you are the creators, the ecosystem, there is an energy here, and I would be very curious to hear energetically what's on the horizon. And if there is stuckness around this, what can we do, and how do you work with others about this? Before we go to break, though, I'd love people to know how they find out about you, how they work with you, and also how they listen to your show.
You can find us on Transformation Talk Radio. You can go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, and there's a under the radio tab, you can listen. And now we're going to be doing Facebook Live, so you'll see the same things in the same little widget. And we invite everybody to go to our website and sign up for our free section, which includes a weekly clearing list. And that helps you deal with these planetary influences by clearing them away.
Exactly. And we have somebody on hold that when we come back wants to have, let's just say, a reading. It's going to be more like insight. It's going to be a reading. If it comes from Patricia, it'll definitely be insight. If it comes from Jason, and when you put them together, you have insight activation.
All right.
Don't ever tell a Libra they're not about action. That is not Please don't tell Kamala Harris she's not about action. Are you kidding? I spent 10 years with her in California, so I'm just saying, get out of the way. 1-800-930-2819. When we come back, we got somebody waiting to chat. Also, for those of you out there, if you cannot call in, what you could do is go to transformationtalkradio.com and put your question there, or go to Facebook.com Transformation Talk Radio and put your comment over there. We'll get you up here somewhere. Let's take a short break, Benny. We will be right back.
Learn how to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Message Delivery by Lisa Ann. You can't make this stuff up. Tune in every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Message Delivery is an inspirational show about the journey to enlightenment and spirituality. For more information or your own personal message delivery, visit AngelMessagesToYou.com. That's AngelMessages, the number two, the letter U.com.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or visit Susan's website at SusanDolce.com.
Imagine you are a ball of steel, smooth, small, and cool to the touch. Your life will soften you with fire. You will take hits that shape you. You will be forged into a powerful, purposeful work of art. Tune in to Forging a Life with Coach Christine Clark. Joining Dr. Pat Basile in a three-part series, Truths in the Creation of Katana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christine Clark, a gifted, engaging speaker and trainer who has forged her life in the fires of self-employment, will take you on a journey to exploring the internal, mental, and emotional blocks that stand between us and a life of significance through an analogy of the process of crafting a traditional Japanese sword, or katana. For more information about Christine, visit sunglowtransformation.com.
Everybody, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. For those of you out there, if you want to find out more about me, go to thedrpatshow.com. If you want to find out more about the network, go to transformationtalkradio.com, check it out. Certainly, you will be able to hear two of our fantastic hosts right now, Patricia and Jason Rohn, joining us here today. Also, remind everybody how they find out more about each of you and how they work with you, because we need to make sure people know that we are talking about astrology today, but you also have a phenomenal system to help people move beyond whatever is holding them back. So just give us a few words on that, if you could.
We created the ecosystem approach, and it's about using the energy that's attached to you and clearing away the stuff that's negative. And we're not astrologers, but we interpret astrology all the time because of our intuition, right, and because we've used the ecosystem approach to help us develop our wisdom and our knowledge about not only ourselves, but, you know, people come to us and say, well, what do you see about me? And it's not that we don't try to be someone's guru. The ecosystem approach we created that helped people become their own guru.
Right.
So we help them, show them what's in their way so they can evolve and develop their own abilities, whether it's with astrology or with anything else, with life. Mm. And you can find us at theecosystemapproach.org. And that's our website. Please go to it and sign up for our free section.
Right. And Jason, don't forget about the newsletter.
We do
a newsletter, and
it's weekly.
Jason's always telling some sort of secret about me. I so appreciate that.
I'm so Sagittarius that way.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. But the other thing is that it gives you insight to what is practical, what is how you can actually change your life.
We do energetic clearing so that
all the time.
We have so many clients that say, I put your newsletter on my phone so I can do the clearings all week in between the shows.
Right.
So
it's kind of interesting
to
see how people are actually using it. It's pretty cool. So, and I want to do one more thing. I want to say, before I run out of time, I want to say happy birthday to Dr. Pat and to my husband, Jason, and to all the Sagittarians out there. I know that the Sagittarian time is almost up, but I have to tell you, happy birthday. And I am very grateful that you guys are here in my life. You've made a difference. Thank you.
Yeah, and we should really acknowledge the fact that the sign of Sagittarius doesn't start in December. It starts in November.
That's right.
And so, you know, our poor November Sagittarius. I have a friend that's a November Sagittarius, and she says, if you're going to talk about Sagittarians today, could you just show us a little love? Us Sagittarians.
Well, and you know what I found? This just popped in. I found that when we have a normal Thanksgiving, it's the Sagittarians in the room that make that lighten the energy and make the
it puts the stuffing in the turkey.
It really puts the stuffing in the turkey in a really positive way. So thank you to the Sagittarians for that.
Oh boy, I'm afraid Linda's going to have to share the real Sagittarian turkey story. Benny, let's bring Linda on if you could.
Okay.
Linda's there. Go ahead.
Hey, Linda.
Hello. How are you?
Hi, Linda.
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. Can you hear me?
Yeah, perfectly.
Okay. So, I'll start out with a happy birthday to you, Jason, and to Patty, and to Colette, and to Karen, and to Richard, and to Caitlin, and to Bill. They're all Sagittariuses. I know them all. I all know them all very well. They absolutely drive me crazy. What'd you say, Jason?
You have my deepest sympathy.
Thank you. I need it. But I do have to say, you, with all the things that you mentioned before about shooting high and not taking a break and the energy level and the kindness and all of those good things, they were very true about Sagittariuses. But, you know there had to be a but, right?
Yes.
No, it's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. Because there's two little things that go with that. And one is, when you talk to a Sagittarius, they'll talk about something that they want to do. For example, Pat used to talk about wanting to get her PhD. It only took her 50 years to get it. I'm kidding. But
it's true. That is actually true, though.
Talked about it and talked about it and talked about it. And I kept saying, how are you going to do that? How are you going to do that? How are you going to, for years. And then all of a sudden, she got the letter to go for her PhD, and she was off and running. Okay, so that project came to an end because she graduated.
50 then years, though. She's right about it because, right? I talked about a PhD, and I didn't have any college education at all.
But yeah, I want to say,
you were in your 20s.
You go, girl.
Yeah, very impressive.
Yeah, well,
very, very Sagittarius of you. Yes.
Yeah, and I said to her, what does that mean, a PhD? She goes, I don't know, but I want one. Okay. In what? I don't know, but I want one. There's the Sagittarius.
You know why,
okay?
I wanted one, though, right, Lynn? Because I delivered mail at Bell Labs to all of the brilliant people.
Right.
Arno Penzias, the Big Bang guy. I used to have bagels with him. But when I went to work in the mail room, I delivered mail to all of Building 15 and all the PhDs. They taught me how to play ping pong. So they had PhD at the end of their name. So my psyche said, oh, that means fun. Because these people had so much fun. I would go into one of the mathematicians. He taught me how to juggle. Oh, PhD at the end of his name, mail. Seriously. This is the thought that I had. Like,
that's very
oh,
true. That was her
PhD,
thought process.
That has got to mean fun in life.
Mm-hmm.
So, Linda, and how can we help you?
So, working with a Sagittarius, because I have so many in my life in the first 2 weeks of December, I've grown up with Sagittariuses, and boy, it's difficult. Because they talk about a project that they want to work on, or this idea, but don't know how to get there or what their thinking is about any of that. So it's, and for me being a Virgo, I need the details.
Yeah, you and, go, girl.
Yeah, and it's very difficult to get the details from a Sagittarius because they don't really have them. Like you talked about the 79 moons. The other thing about a Sagittarius is that you, one thing you didn't say is they're very trusting. I mean, to the nth degree. True. And I'm just the opposite. And they'll give you the shirt off their back. And yes, that's difficult for me, like a Virgo, that, okay, actions speak louder than words for me for trusting. And for them, what I've seen of Sagittarius is, okay, they'll give you everything and nothing in return, which is okay, but then you get screwed in the end by that person. So that's my two cents.
Spoken by a true triple Virgo.
Yes, yes, yes.
But you know, Linda, what's interesting too, and I won't share the details without your permission. What's interesting is, and this is fun, this is really astrology, right? But it's more than that. You know, we pigeonhole people. Like, I'm a Sagittarian, but believe me, I have more Capricorn planets than you can imagine. I have a moon in Capricorn, right? Mm-hmm. So I look a little bit like, yeah, she's going to do it, and then I'll work 20-hour days, right?
Right.
So when we put people in a pigeonhole, right, and we talk about, for example, Linda, you're a Virgo, right? You've got your sun in Virgo, you got your moon in Virgo, and you've got your Saturn in Virgo. And so when we talk about that, right, we talk about where they are, we forget to talk about the fact that your ascendant is Sagittarius. You know, that you have something there that makes it like part of you being able to understand Sagittarians, because you show up in the world more Sagittarius than I do, to be honest with you. I mean, you guys talk to Linda, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You call
All
her,
the
right?
Time.
Right.
Yep.
So this is why you can't just piggyback somebody into a sign, you know, or you can't just pigeonhole them into a sign. The other thing is we're always changing. And what's fascinating is, you know, when you look at where somebody is, and this is true of me. And so let's talk about this with Linda, is when they do your return, they ask you where you're going to be. They say to you, even though you're born in the Bronx, Pat, where are you going to be this year? And Linda's been out in the Seattle area, right? There is a shift in how our planets and the energy align, right, with where we are. And I think that is an important factor, because I'm a very different Sagittarius that I could look back at my life on the East Coast than I was after I moved here. Linda, what's your take on that?
That's very true. That's very true. But I'm gonna give you one last little short story, because Jason brought it up about the stuffing, or Patricia did. One of you brought about the turkey and the stuffing. And I have to tell you,
both of us, but yeah.
Pat had a great idea one year for Christmas. And my family had just moved, and she said, I was going to be alone for Thanksgiving, and she said, I'll cook a turkey for you and I. I said, okay. She went and got the turkey. She got all the stuffing. She got all the everything that there was possibly you could have for Thanksgiving. Put the turkey in the oven, and we waited for 4 hours, 5 hours. I don't even remember how long it was. Opened the oven. She never turned the oven on. So there the turkey was, raw in the oven. So she had a wonderful idea.
Details, Linda. Details.
But you know what's really weird about it? I kept checking the turkey and kept thinking, oh, it's coming along really nicely.
That's true. That's very true. So this Thanksgiving, I said to her, did you turn the oven on this time? And she went and looked, and she said, yes, it's on. So we didn't have turkey that Thanksgiving.
And, you know, it's funny because that was a gas stove, I think, right, Lynn? That was a gas stove. So it's really tricky with the gas stove because there's some heat, right, from the pilot, right?
Yeah.
And so even that little bit of heat, whatever was going on in there, made it look like something was going on with that turkey. But Lenny, didn't I take it out and actually even try to cut it or something? Didn't I do something
you
really
started
like...
to, and you said, something's wrong with this turkey. And I said, okay. There's a lot wrong with this turkey, so...
But even
that's a wonderful story.
But even with that, I was optimistic that it actually was cooked, right?
Yes.
Linda, thank you so much. Thank you for calling.
Happy birthday,
in.
You two. Enjoy your birthday.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
You know, Dr. Pat, one of my favorite Sagittarius jokes is the you can send a Sagittarius a sack of horse manure. And they'll just think that you forgot to send the horse.
Yeah.
And that's that optimistic, trusting that Linda
exactly,
was talking
exactly,
about.
Exactly. You know, so interesting. You know what I find interesting also is that for you, Dr. Pat, that your impatience didn't get the best of you regarding that. Jason's impatience, it's one of the things we've used with the clearing the ecosystem approach. We've used it more often than not, but I'm really surprised that your impatience didn't get the best of you regarding the not turning the oven on. I think that's pretty good.
You know, I think that's what makes this really interesting too, when we look at it, because, you know, we're not just one sign. And I think that's part of this today, even though we're kind of teasing and joking about it a little bit, you know, we're not just one sign. Clearly for me, because of the energy of Jupiter, I love what I do. I mean, I do this, people having these conversations with you and being in front of the best listening audience on the planet, the best viewing audience on the planet. These folks are so amazing. And there have been different points in my journey now, 16 years with the show, 10 years with the network. There have been points in time in this where I just thought, man, it's time to throw in the towel. And I remember this happening in the middle of the financial, what was it, 2008, 2009, 2010?
2008, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that happening. And all of a sudden, these fantastic listeners called in and they talked about their story, their journey, what they were going through. And it was in that moment of listening to them and what was important to them. Not only did that help me remember, you know, what I'm called to do, but more importantly, what I'm called to do bigger and better. And that's when the network was formed. And I want to say this about the network. People get to see me and they get to see you. But what they don't get to see is people like Jessica running the show on Facebook Live, having to step in today because we've got a couple of people out. or they don't see Benny that is listening to me tell the same dang stories over and over again for 16 years.
Thank you, Benny. Thank you, Jessica.
Oh, my God. Is she going to tell the dial the wrong phone number story like one more time? Is she really going to do it? I can hear Benny saying it. He never says that, though. But 16 years, right, of making sure that my back was covered. And this is really the energy that I want us to really talk about here in the time we have left. Is this, people ask me, is it all about Sagittarius? I don't think it is, but it's really about a very gigantic planet, two of them, as a matter of fact, moving all so slowly past each other under an air sign. And the energy that people feel now, which is, it's really riddled by optimism and doubt at the same time. I mean, I'm telling you, there are more people in therapy right now that are so worried about the Electoral College doing the right thing on the 14th, and there are more people worried about the Electoral College not doing the right thing. I mean, this is a time of interesting energy. Optimism on one hand for a vaccine. On the other hand, how am I going to put food on the table? I mean, I work with some of the food banks, and I have a couple of our hosts do so much work with food banks. So it's an interesting energy. I want to ask you both, when you look at the energy, and especially now looking at it, working with the ecosystem approach, what are you looking at as we move forward?
You know, I like to see the big picture. I'm the Sagittarius big picture. But when I see those two huge planets that are coming really close to each other that have different perspective, almost polar opposite perspective, what I get is the age of Aquarius. And I have, you talk about not one thing. I have a lot of Aquarius in my natal chart. And I get this, we're moving toward a more democratic rise of the individual empowerment, more fair, just world. And at the same time, there's these forces that are pushing back in an extreme way, right, which represents Saturn. So another just fun fact about Jupiter, it's 300 times bigger than Earth, and it has the greatest gravitational pull in the solar system. So you add that to the fact that it's moving to the second biggest planet in the solar system. OMG, the energy is going to be really significant. And even if it works out in the way that we want from our heart, it's still going to be quite a show.
Yes. Well, and I'm going to jump in and say, I'm going to sum it up in these times, they are a changing. And I love the fact by using the ecosystem approach, it enables me to be able to handle these times are changing, because nothing is the same as it was 5 years ago. Nothing.
That's absolutely true. It's a big...
Oh, and I can feel I'm real, real, real sensitive, being an intuitive as I am to the degree that I am, that I can feel these. It's like, what is that? I don't really know what it is. And I remember talking to you 2 or 3 days ago, and you were talking about the planets coming right next to each other, and yet they're going to miss each other. Well, that amazes me, because you nailed it for me. In basically because saying, go ahead.
That's how it feels.
That's exactly how it feels to me. And I'm going, okay, well, wait a minute. What does that mean? But I've used the ecosystem approach to, calm myself down.
Clear the negative energies.
And also say, well, wait a minute. If this negative energy is here, then I'm going to clear this, and I'm going to call in the positive energies that work for me to get things done, because we're all ready to do more bigger, better things in our lives.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting about this, because Linda and I both grew up on the East Coast. I have 24 plus years. Linda's got much more than that. And we grew up on the East Coast. So we get emails from our friends, or we get calls, or we get texts from our friends every minute about what we think about what's happening with our current president, because right. they know that we did a lot of events with the Trump Organization, our companies did in those years. I mean, they know that. So we'll get these text messages. What do you think will happen? What do you think will happen? And my answer is always the same to them. It's, look, he's just a man that has been Donald Trump for all of his life. I mean, and sometimes you just have to let people be who they are. It doesn't mean you have to like what they do, right? It doesn't mean you have to support everything they go about. But there comes a point where you have a way to mobilize whatever you want to mobilize. But the idea of trying to change a person, I think, is one of our greatest challenges, whoever they are, even in relationship. I mean, you heard Linda, you know, the time that we spend trying to change another person is time wasted from putting that energy into ourselves and truly changing the world. And, right. And you know, and I don't know why people keep asking me about anybody from New York. I get the email about, right? Or I get the text message about, you know, what do you think about this? And I have a very different view of what it was like to grow up in New York and New Jersey with some of the people that are in the headlines. They right. were very different. They were very different. But today in the world we live in, we have to look at ourselves first. And don't you both feel that that's the body of work that you do? Is what is going on with me that I would take a look and be afraid? What is happening, right?
Exactly. Exactly. That's how we help people, is starting with yourself first, taking away the negative energy so that you can deal with all those things that are going on outside of you. So they don't have to be catastrophic.
Right.
They can be helpful.
Exactly.
And it's about that internal process. And we've been doing it for 20 years and we've really helped a lot of people.
Truly.
Well, look, a couple of things. We have a few minutes left. First of all, I want to thank you both here today and thank you both for all that you're doing to help so many people.
Thank
really
you.
Address some of the things, very deep sometimes, some of the things that are holding them back. And I know we teased a bit about Sagittarian, so my Sagittarian friends out there, please do not take this personally today.
Oh, they never do. They never do.
Yeah,
that's part of the problem.
I'll tell you, my Capricorn does, though.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, I'm, you know, something happened to me, really a little sensitive these days. But for the most part, I want to invite people as we move forward to really step into the energy of exploration. Of course, that's what a Sagittarian would say, right?
Yes.
But step into the energy of exploration and possibilities. Because I think as we move forward now, we're going to be so surprised at how amazing we are and what we're capable of. I want to ask each of you, what is your personal message and what would you like to leave us with today?
Go ahead.
Be hopeful. Look to the horizon, look to the big picture and focus on that and not get trapped in the minutia of the drama of the day.
And I'm going to say, I say be hopeful as well, but I'm also going to say, look to the stars and dream and then see what's standing in your way and figure out how to get what you want.
And if you need help with that, the ecosystem approach.
Absolutely.
All right, let's make sure everybody has your website one more time. And then also let them know how they can tune in to your show.
It's theecosystemapproach.org. Go to our website. We have a radio tab right there, and you can hear all of our shows, the recorded version from that. And now we'll be live with, you can see our face.
Yes.
You know, and you can tell me, you know, get on our Facebook page, theecosystemapproach.org, and tell us if you'd like to see us in person.
Exactly.
Or you prefer our voice.
Yeah.
Shut that thing off. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And the other thing is one more time, happy birthday, Sagittarians, all of you. And come and listen to us. By the way, we're on Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific time, 4 p.m. Eastern time. Come listen to us, make comments, and even suggest things you'd like to hear us talk about.
I love it. Thank you both so much for joining us here today.
Thank you for having us.
And thank you for your continuing message, support of helping others really, truly be all that they are. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I want to tell everybody, I want to just give everybody a heads up here so that you know you're going to start to see things change for us. Not anything you have to be concerned about, but you're going to start to see our websites change. You're also maybe asked to get involved with helping us decide about new logos. Our technology, as I said before, has been finished. We're in now the beta testing phase of so many things. We have a couple of hosts that are really technical and have stepped up and have done the user interface testing for us. We love our hosts and our co-hosts. And you'll start to see some changes. But I will tell you this, and I must say this, because the last time I said this about a week ago, I got an email. No, we are not changing the color of Transformation Talk Radio from purple. That will stay that color.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.